Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
A recent night of thunderstorms temporarily assuaged the tree-killing drought. By mid-morning of the following day, plants were displaying the reprieve in leaves with restored turgor pressure after weeks in a state of progressive wilt. 2 inches of rain brought by the storm without a doubt saved the lives of some critically stressed trees. However, as is often the case with natural events, there were winners and losers in the passage of the midnight storm. Within 100 feet of my house in the woods, 3 bolts of lightning came to earth in rapid succession. One killed a computer that harbored the Bayou Diversity programs. Backups aside, it was only a mundane tragedy. For me, the greatest losses were 2 white oaks and a mockernut hickory that germinated when Ulysses S. Grant was president and whose sap of life was boiled away at the speed of light. The explosions that rattled our bedstead resulted from after-the-fact acoustic waves when the air along the lightning's path was heated to 36,000 degrees Fahrenheit, 3 times the temperature of the sun's surface. The eyelid-penetrating flash of light occurred on the return stroke, the part of lightning discharge that is visible. In about 30 millionths of a second, the tree's sap, being a poor conductor, was boiled to steam as bark exploded along the long vertical seam. The prognosis is not good. Even if they manage to survive the winter, the wounds are ripe targets for bacteria and fungi that result in life-threatening decay. In medieval Europe, aromancy was a term used to describe the prediction of future events based on the observation of weather conditions. My divination of the recent storm forecast a trip to the computer store and a big pile of firewood.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced at the studios of KEDM Public Radio.